Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth King is our guest. If there ever was a female version of Jim Blasingame, God help her, Ruth King is it. Or maybe if there's a male version of Ruth King, I'm it. But we're kindred spirits for sure, and I'm happy about that. I don't know how she feels, but I'm pretty happy about that. I don't mind being compared to Ruth King at all. Ruth King is CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, author of The Courage to Be Profitable, an award-winning author, folks, written a number of books. And, when I think about you, Ruth, the reason I think about you and me, too, at the same time, is I don't know if you ever watched Star Trek, The Next Generation. There's a character in there called Data. He's an android. And he doesn't have to sleep.
Now I know.
When I think about all the work that all the things you get done, I'm thinking, surely she doesn't go to bed at night. Surely she doesn't sleep. And people have accused me of the same thing. But I'm kind of like Data. I begrudge sleep. I wish I didn't have to sleep because I feel like I'm missing stuff when I'm sleeping. Don't
well,
you?
The reality is everybody says you can sleep when you're dead.
That's right. Yeah, Warren Zevon said that. His song, Sleep When I'm Dead. So, okay, but you and I are very busy. You didn't think I could get back around to this, did you? You and I are very busy. That's the point we're making here. And is it possible to be too busy, Ruth?
Well, I call it when you get busy, you get stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it this way. When you get really, really, really busy, you get focused on stuff rather than necessarily the procedures that have made you very, very successful. So even sometimes I have to sit back and say, okay, you got to take the time to do this, or you got to take the time to do that, because if I don't take that time, things fall through the cracks, things go haywire and things along those lines. And, with most small business owners, the thing that I find that a lot of them do when they get very, very busy is they forget to do one of two things. They forget to either bill or they forget to collect, which both affect their cash flow. And they think,
let's put a bigger umbrella over all that. When they get really busy, they lose sight of the fundamentals.
Yeah, okay. I would agree.
Right, because you're exactly, you've identified the two most important ones because of cash flow. They're associated with cash flow, right? But plus, if you don't bill people, customers don't admire you if you don't bill them. In fact, they get irritated if you don't bill them, you know?
Yeah.
That's a bad customer service move, not to bill customers. But I prefer the umbrella of fundamentals because you also don't keep up with your records like you should. Or you assume that if you're busy, it's because you got customers, and if you have customers, it's because you're so smart.
Yeah, and the reality is, I had a conversation with a colleague of mine, who when customers don't bill her, she got a bill the other day that was 6 weeks later than when she actually had the work done.
Right.
And she said, well, if they don't have enough respect in themselves to bill me on time,
exactly,
I'm going to take 6 weeks to pay them.
That's exactly it. Or I'm telling you, people get – let me say something. If you want to get on the bad side of somebody in my office, get on the bad side of the person who does my payables. If you send them a statement with 2 months on it, an invoice with 2 months on it, when you should have billed them the month before, that makes her very mad.
Yeah,
and I know about it, and I find out about it, and it makes me want to not do business with them anymore because I don't want this person to get mad at me.
Yeah, well, the reality is, if you do it and you have 2 months and it should be a monthly billing, it screws up your P&L.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And your cash flow, and your banking, and who knows, payroll. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. It's inattention to detail. When you get busy, and it's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? If you're so busy, why would you not pay? Why are you not paying attention? What are you doing while you're so busy? If you're not paying attention to detail, Ruth, what are you doing while you're so busy?
Yep, I totally agree. And another thing that people often do when they have employees is when they're so busy, they say, oh, even though this person screwed up, I can't fire him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
Or
because
I can't slow down to give them some kind of counseling. I can't slow mm-hmm. down to give them their annual performance review, et cetera, et cetera.
All those sort of things really mm-hmm. affect you when you're busy. And they will screw you up for other times. And also, another thing, you keep marketing when you're busy. And everybody looks at me like I'm crazy. But we all have a sales cycle. And if your sales cycle happens to be like one of my clients, which is 9 months, believe it or not, they do really, really big projects.
Right.
And they got really, really busy right before I started working with them many years ago. And all of a sudden, they stopped marketing, they stopped selling, they stopped talking to people because they were so busy. You know, we don't need the work. Well, guess what? The work finished.
Mm-hmm.
The project's finished. And all of a sudden, they realize, you know, when we analyzed it, it's a 9-month sales cycle. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep going.
It's amazing how many people don't even think about sales cycles. You know, you've got to be able, especially if you're business to business, you have to categorize your customers by their sales cycle,
mm-hmm.
their selling cycle.
Now,
don't you?
Yeah, let's explain
and
sales
including
cycle.
Including their budgeting process.
Mm-hmm. You know, basically, the sales cycle is from the time you first contact them to the time that they buy, how long mm-hmm. is it, on average. Mm-hmm. And if yours is 10 days, terrific.
And it's actually a little bit longer than that if it's business to business, from the time mm-hmm. that they buy till they take delivery.
Yeah.
Because that's when you get paid, right, when they take delivery.
Yeah. Now, you can ask for a deposit up front.
That's right.
And you should if it's a long delivery time.
If you're busy, if you're too busy to take care of the fundamentals, Ruth says you're too busy, you're so busy you're becoming stupid. And I agree with her about that. Ruth King, give us a website, please.
www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
Say it again, profitability?
Revolution.
All right, so, and I messed up. We got excited here. And then, come back after these messages. She's got a special offer we're going to talk about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.